Going paperless? When it comes to voting, not such a good thing. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Tracy Samuelson, in for Molly Wood. The classic IT advice is to back up anything that's valuable just in case. With computerized voting, the preferred backup is good old-fashioned paper records. And yet, 14 states have systems that either lack paper backups completely or are only partially backed up by paper. So if anything goes wrong with the state's voting system on election day, hacking or some malfunction, that means there won't be a foolproof way to make sure votes aren't lost. J. Alex Halderman is an election security expert at the University of Michigan. He says after Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, states have made some progress towards protecting their voting data and machines.
Especially the registration systems, which were the things most visibly attacked in 2016. But the voting process as a whole does remain vulnerable. About 40 states continue to use computer voting machines that are at least 10 years old, and often these machines aren't even receiving software updates or security patches,
wow,
just leaving them wide open to hacking.
Okay, but Congress has been mulling some legislation to try and tackle some of these issues. Tell me about the Secure Elections Act. What would it do?
So the Secure Elections Act tries to set basically a floor of security standards and practices that states could meet or exceed. The most important of these are making sure that every vote is recorded on a piece of paper, which can't be changed in a cyber attack, and then making sure that election officials go back and check those paper records to spot check them and make sure the election night results are correct.
Okay, and is it enough?
Well, it could be enough. Unfortunately, the legislation seems to be watered down more and more with each iteration through Congress. And just today in the Rules Committee, they are marking it up. And hopefully the language will become strong enough that it can still be effective. But if Congress doesn't act soon, I fear that elections this year and in 2020 are going to be at significant risk.
Yeah, we're about 2.5 months away from the midterms. So is there still enough time now to make changes that will impact those elections?
Well, it's going to be hard to change much before November, but officials are being more vigilant about security, about inspecting for attack attempts. We can't make all the changes we need to in time for this year, but it is a start. And with the extra time between now and 2020, there's a significant opportunity for the state governments to replace some of that aging and crumbling equipment. I just hope they get started soon, because it's going to feel like it's right around the corner after the November election.
Okay, Alex Halderman, an election security expert at University of Michigan. Thanks so much.
Glad to be here.
It's not enough just to have paper records. Halderman said election officials will also have to look at them to make sure the paper and the computer tallies match. That doesn't necessarily mean recounting every single vote. Halderman said if the election's a landslide, spot checking a few hundred paper ballots could be enough to confirm the results. I'm Tracy Samuelson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Patrick in Santa Cruz, California, wrote to us to say Marketplace is an essential element in his life and that we're helping make him smarter through high-quality, thought-provoking, and informative journalism. To join Patrick in supporting what we do, please donate online today at marketplace.org. Thanks to Patrick and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.